Part 3. Listen to a report about the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. You will hear the report twice. For tasks A to E, take notes to complete the cluster.
What is the Great Pacific Garbage Patch? Well, first of all, let's talk about what it's not. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch is not one big island of trash floating on the water. There's also not only one existing patch. They exist throughout the oceans, but the Pacific Garbage Patch is definitely the most famous one. Garbage patches are large areas of waste in the sea. They are made up of tiny plastic pieces called microplastics that are less than 5 millimeters long. It's more like pepper flakes swirling in a soup than something you can skim off the surface. You might also have some larger items like plastic bottles, but it's possible to sail through a garbage patch and not see anything. And that's a massive problem for the ocean and for us. People often ask why we can't just lift out and remove all the marine waste in the ocean, and the answer is, unfortunately, it's just not that simple. The first challenge is the size of these garbage patches. They're huge, and they're constantly moving. If we tried to just take out the waste, we would disturb the marine life, like plants, animals, and other organisms, because there is rubbish from the ocean's surface all the way down to the sea floor. So what can we do? Well, the ultimate solution is prevention, and we need to keep that as our highest priority. We can reduce our eco-footprint, reuse materials, and recycle items to keep trash out of the ocean in the first place. And we can take part in things like beach cleanups. It's a lot easier to deal with waste before it gets into the ocean. Until we stop marine waste at the source, we'll just be cleaning it up forever. What is the Great Pacific Garbage Patch? Well, first of all, let's talk about what it's not. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch is not one big island of trash floating on the water. There's also not only one existing patch. They exist throughout the oceans, but the Pacific Garbage Patch is definitely the most famous one. Garbage patches are large areas of waste in the sea. They are made up of tiny plastic pieces called microplastics that are less than 5 millimeters long. It's more like pepper flakes swirling in a soup than something you can skim off the surface. You might also have some larger items like plastic bottles, but it's possible to sail through a garbage patch and not see anything. And that's a massive problem for the ocean and for us. People often ask why we can't just lift out and remove all the marine waste in the ocean. And the answer is, unfortunately, it's just not that simple. The first challenge is the size of these garbage patches. They're huge, and they're constantly moving. If we tried to just take out the waste, we would disturb the marine life, like plants, animals, and other organisms, because there is rubbish from the ocean's surface all the way down to the sea floor. So what can we do? Well, the ultimate solution is prevention, and we need to keep that as our highest priority. We can reduce our eco-footprint, reuse materials, and recycle items to keep trash out of the ocean in the first place. And we can take part in things like beach cleanups. It's a lot easier to deal with waste before it gets into the ocean. Until we stop marine waste at the source, we'll just be cleaning it up forever.
This is the end of part 3. Now, skip to part 4.